Here's a hard truth that most nurses listening probably won't like me saying, which is nursing is never going to make you wealthy. Investing in myself has made me more money than nursing ever could. And today I'm going to tell you exactly how and exactly what I invested in to make nursing optional and to make this my reality. Welcome to the Nursepreneur Academy podcast, where nurses like you discover how to break free from the bedside and build a flexible, profitable business using the skills, knowledge, and experiences you already have. I'm your host, Liam Caswell, an RN turned full-time six-figure nursepreneur. In 2021, everything changed for me in my career. I left my senior nursing role to build an online nurse-led personal brand. One that gives me the freedom to work from anywhere, leverage the skills the hospital paid me to learn, and create both the income and impact I always knew I was capable of. Now it's your turn. I'm here to show you the possibilities beyond bedside and help you transition into a nurse-led business that fits your needs and life. Whether you dream of working from home, earning what you're truly worth, or making an impact on your own terms, I'm going to guide you every step of the way. Together, my friend, we'll make traditional nursing as you know it, optional. Now let's get down to it and let's build your profitable business. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you the raw truth of every single investment I've made, how much it cost, what I learned, and why every single dollar expanded my income, my impact, and freedom beyond nursing. And this matters because nurses are some of the smartest, most capable, incredible humans that I've ever met on Earth. And yes, I'm biased, of course, but we are conditioned to believe by the system that our worth tops out at a measly hourly rate and EBA pay rise of 2% every 30 years. I'm joking, of course, I know it's more regular, but you get the gist. So if you want to create wealth, and by wealth, I'm meaning like beyond paycheck wealth, like lifetime wealth, you only have one life, let's make it worth it, beyond your payslip, you have to start thinking like a business owner, not just an employee, especially those of you that are thinking and contemplating around building a business. So here's what people get wrong in general about money, right? And I've made all of these mistakes myself. And I'm not perfect with money, but these are my musings. People think that money and saving money will make them wealthy, right? Whereas the opposite couldn't be further from the truth, right? We need to be able to invest our money to be able to get a return that maximizes the money that we spend. They think just cutting back on coffee, maybe that avocado toast at the hospital cafe, which is usually gross anyway, and holidays will help them get ahead, but that's not true. They think investing is risky, irresponsible, or only for when you're super rich and you've got the money and the disposable income to be able to do that. But here's what I've learned to be true, because I've spent a lot of time in scarcity around money, and staying in scarcity is actually the riskiest choice when it comes to managing your money. Because every single time that I've invested in myself, it's stretched me, it's terrified the shit out of me, but I've always made sure, as an emotionally mature, mostly, adult who self-leads himself and manages his own mind and emotions, I've always tried to make sure that that payment paid me back 2-3x. Okay, so I always have a rule of thumb when I invest in something. It is my responsibility to get the value of that program out of it 2-3x times the investment. That is my investment strategy. I stole it from one of my coaches because I loved it. Because too often we think that when we invest in something that we should get it. It's a human entitlement. Right? It is just what it is. We think when we've exchanged money for something that the results should just be automatic. But I mean, if that's your thinking around money, good luck to you. And trust me, I've come across people that, you know, will say to me and will ask for refunds and will do all of the things that you can imagine when they haven't even lifted a finger. And the reality is, when you make an informed decision as an adult to join a container, a coaching program, buy a course, start building a business, it's your responsibility and no one else's responsibility to build that business. You can have all the tools, knowledge, skills, experience in the world thrown at you, laid out beautifully for you, but you actually have to do it. So I always give myself the challenge and I hold myself to account of making that investment back 2-3x. So let's talk about all of the things that I've invested in to get to this point. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is to show you, one, that you don't have to do this. I did this because there was very few people doing this at the time when I first started, and there was no path. No one had already created the roadmap, which of course I've now created in the Nursepreneur Academy. So you don't have to spend this kind of money. I also want to acknowledge my privilege here. I am a white gay male that has access to money. My partner is very comfortable in his job. It's high paying. And we have two male incomes in this house, right? Before I became a nursepreneur, we had good money coming in. My partner works at a high level and makes good money. And that's important for me to acknowledge, because that allowed me to have a conversation with him about building a business and what was important for me and my happiness and for our happiness and our relationship and our life together. And we had some difficult conversations, but he's always been so, so supportive, like almost too supportive. It scares me a little bit sometimes. But I mention that because it is a privilege, because I know not everybody has that level of support. And I also know that not everybody has two incomes that are at a high level, you know, because kids, family, all of the things. So I have to acknowledge that. And that's also why I do what I do, to help people that can't afford to spend the money that I've spent. And you don't have to, because I made a lot of mistakes, but to be able to access nursepreneurship at a much lower rate based on what I've spent, because I've kind of like taken it all and consolidated it. So I had to clock that privilege, because it's really important for me to talk that out loud. That doesn't mean that I haven't sacrificed a lot of things. Of course I have. It's just a different space, different world. And I will never claim to know what it's like to have two children, three children, and have to balance all of the things. It's not my forte, not my area of expertise. I take my hat off. I can barely look after myself sometimes. So that is my space. That's where I am. With that said, here is what I've actually invested in to be able to get to a point where my business has generated over $700,000 AUD and, you know, pays me a salary every year. And just gets better and better every year. Like every year it gets more and more in terms of income, impact, my skill set, my confidence. So my first ever coach, when I first started dabbling, and actually I've got some notes here because obviously I can't remember all these numbers off the top of my head. But my first ever coach was my career coach. And I didn't have her down here, but she was the catalyst. She started all of this for me. And I think at the time I paid $1,500 for, I think I got like 12 coaching calls or something like that. And at the time, making that investment in myself as a nurse in the system that was burnt out, was so dysregulated, was overweight, was over drinking, over shopping, all of the things, overing on life. I was like fatigued. I was sleeping so much. I was like always in bed on the weekends. I was like pathetic when I look back, but I was just really burnt out and very, very, very unhappy at that period of time. I think I spent $1,500 and I got 12 calls. So maybe it was six calls. I think it was six calls. 12 sounds like a lot. Six calls, $1,500, let's say it was. That was a huge investment for me at the time. I was so dysregulated making that decision. I was like, this coach better change my motherfucking life. I was like, she better show up and I better like be like, wow. And honestly, I was like, and I will say this about her offering. Her offering was quite simple in nature. Right. And she would be the first to say that as well. It's very simple coaching. That was it. Like just 1 hour on a call together, talking, debriefing. And I would love to watch those calls back. I still need to try and get them from her, because not every coach gives you their calls, like all of the things. But anyway, I need to go and explore that, because it'd be so funny to hear past Liam's problems and dramas. But that was my first investment, and that shook me to my core. I was like, oh my God, this is too much. And then I reinvested with her after those calls finished, because like she was pivoting into like a business coaching space. And I think I spent more. I can't remember now, maybe around 2000, 2500. But again, that felt like a lot. Felt very risky. I was like, I'm building this business. And what the hell is this? And her offer design, like there was no guarantees. There was no promise, which I don't think there should be in every offer. And it was just like, I'll coach with you and I'll help you build your business. Now, she didn't really have like a curriculum or a set process. So there was a lot of like, okay, this is what you need to do next. And she had built a successful business. And so I was just learning and enjoying the ride. And that got me started. At that point, I was trying to get my first few clients and I was getting some, but I wasn't getting heaps, right? Like I was maybe like getting more rejections than I was clients, and I was charging like $100 to $250 for a full CV, cover letter, selection criteria, interview, coaching package. I was working like 12, 14 hours on this. This is pre-ChatGPT, and I was probably working for like a dollar an hour, but it got me started. And it laid the path for moving forward. My second coach I found on Instagram, and I started a conversation in the DMs with them, and I got on a call, and they were in Canada. And I was a little bit like, I don't know about this. But like their content was good. I enjoyed their approach. And to be honest, I didn't know any other coaches, business coaches, other than my coach at the time. And so I jumped on the call. And the call was quite a dysregulating, very enlightening experience. At the time, I didn't know any better. But I did know better because my nervous system and like my gut felt off. But I invested anyway because I felt pressured. So this coach's process was get people on the call, sell to them, don't let them leave the call. And so that was what he did. And that's what I experienced. And I joined. This program cost me $9,000. Now, it came at a time where I was at this crossroads where I just left my job as a health, I was working as a health program manager for a government agency, and I was being paid very good money, about $180,000 a year. I was on a contract and I was hating it. I absolutely hated it. And I kind of like felt like I just needed to rip the bandaid off and go all in and do the thing. And so this coach happened to come into my life at the right time, and I had the call, and I remember just saying to him on the call, I just need to have 5 minutes to just go and talk to my partner. And I went and spoke to Luke, and I said to him, hey, it's this much. And Luke just looked at me and went, oh my God, how much? I said, I know, but like I've been saving in my business bank account. I've got half the money. Like I can put it down. I can do a payment plan. I'll make it work. I trust myself. Like what else? What else? It's money. At the end of the day, it's just money. It will come back to us. What do you think? And he was like, sure. Like, go for it. And he's always honestly been my biggest support. He's incredible. Sometimes I think too incredible, though. They're bloody batshit crazy, like living with Liam. But anyway, that was the first coach that I signed up with. $9,000 for 12 weeks. Let me say that again. $9,000 for 12 weeks of coaching. This was a group coaching program, not even one-to-one. And in that program, the curriculum was pretty basic in its design, which made sense because it's a 12-week program. It's very surface layer, no real depth, but I smashed through it and I learned basic business skills, and I mostly learned how to do cold outreach and sales. But I was building out my first iteration of my offers, and that 12-week program transcended into his year-long membership, which was $20,000 to keep building, growing, and building my business. Now, at the time, he was like, oh, you're going to scale, you're going to do really well. Bearing in mind, in the first 12 weeks, I did sign a couple of clients, and I think I'd raised my price, or I charged $3,000 for the first time, and it dysregulated the shit out of me so much because I undervalued my worth, and I thought I wasn't capable of doing that and delivering. But I think I signed two or three clients, and I had like a 9K month, but not all cash collected. And at that point, he was like, he jumped on me. He was like, you need to get into my, you know, year long, you're going to be great, blah, blah, blah. And so I listened to him. I already had rapport with him. I didn't mind his approach at the time, but I always felt a bit off. And I was a bit rebellious where I would do what he said for me to do, and then it just wouldn't feel right for me. So I would adapt it. And that kind of got me in trouble a little bit, but it is what it is. And it allowed me to build and scale and grow. And so I invested in his 12-month program after having spent $9,000 for 12 weeks. I then spent $20,000 for 12 months. And whilst there are good things and bad things that came from that container, I will say this, I always look for the good and the lesson learned, because no container is perfect because they're run by humans. No coaching program is going to be perfect and solve all of your problems, because that would be impossible. And so this was the same here. And this container, I loved it. It was, you know, lots of coaching, lots of support. It was a bit more one-to-one, even though it was only like 10, 15 minute calls one-to-one when I needed them. I barely used them, to be honest, because that's the kind of person I am. I just get on with it and I get in there and I do the work and I show up and I support people in the community. And I come to the coaching calls. I always raise my hand. I always have a question, because if I'm paying for something, I'm going to get the value out of it. Not in a malicious way, like I paid for this, I need it, in a way that makes sense for me and for my business. So I got as much as I could out of that program. And that program allowed me to generate my first $100,000 in business, which was incredible, right? $100,000, and I'd invested up until that point about $32,000, right? Like US dollars and AUD mix, okay? So I don't have the math on that, but I'd invested, but it's still not a bad return, considering that I could have gone and done a master's and I wouldn't have seen that kind of jump in my nursing salary. After making that first $100,000. Against all advice from my coach at the time, I invested $25,000 into a life coaching certification. It's a lot of money to learn how to become a life coach. But I will say what I did with this is I invested in this particular coaching certification because I'd been using their free podcast and free resources for about a year and a half prior, and it had changed how I led myself, how I spoke to myself, and I just absolutely loved this brand, this person that was running it, and I just knew I could get so much out of it. So I invested $25,000 into this life coaching certification that no one told me I needed, but it was something I really wanted to do because I wanted the skills to be able to bring them into my business. It was a 6-month program and I absolutely loved this investment. It was one of the best things that I've ever invested in. And it's interesting because it equipped me with the tools to be able to coach people on anything. I coached non-nurses, I coached lawyers, I coached doctors. It was such an amazing global experience where I got to learn from my peers and colleagues in Canada, America, Europe, and it was just super cool. And then I got to go and meet them all, a few of them in Texas a few years later. And like, we have this like little coaching family, which is super cute. But what I want you to hear me say here is I did not wait for my certification as a coach to build my business. If you notice, I made $100,000 before I got my certification because you don't need it. So I just leveraged the skills that nursing taught me and that life taught me and that I'd kind of learned on podcasts and YouTube and through my own therapy and just lived experience. I used those skills in building my business to $100,000. So when I harp on about no coaching certifications, you really don't need them because I did it without it, okay? Doesn't mean that's the right thing for you to do. And I have people at the moment in the Nursepreneur Academy that want to get certifications. And I say, if you feel like that is the right next step for you, go for it. As long as your relationship with that is not that when I get the certification, then I'll be successful. Or when I get the certification, then I will make money in my business, because that's not true. That's a lie that we tell ourselves to keep ourselves from doing the work that actually matters. So I spent $25,000 in the life coaching certification. I then spent about $7,000 where I was in a business building membership for about a year. And I was learning a lot of different things. This was with a multiple 7-figure, 8-figure business owner who had been very successful, had no degree. And no degree whatsoever, and had built a business from the ground up over the last 10, 15 years. And they had generated, tens of millions of dollars. Had over 1 million people go through their programs and their courses and their free course. And they were very, very successful. I loved being in that space. I really enjoyed the membership style approach to it. You pay every month, you can leave any time. But again, I committed to it. I was like, I'm going to generate income and 2 to 3x my return. And I'm going to learn a skill here that I don't have. Now, when I make an investment decision, I'm always thinking, what skill am I going to walk away with that's going to help myself as I move forward in my business, but also help my potential future clients, right? At this point, I was still doing career work. And so what I did in this space was that I learned how to implement better systems and structures in my business. And I also learned how to focus on what I was already delivering. And I got a lot of coaching around not overcomplicating my business and trying to sell lower priced options when I have a higher ticket offer that was working. And then I also learned the art of email funnels and email marketing. And I actually forgot about this, but it just came to me right now. I actually had a personal one-to-one call with the founder of this membership, and it broke my brain. Her and her husband came on the call with me, and she's an 8-figure entrepreneur. Like she generates like $17 million a year. And she took an hour of her time to coach and support me in my little business and help guide me in the direction that I was going. And at the time I was so caught up in like, should I start a membership? Because she was starting a membership and it was so good and I loved it. And I was like, oh, I could do something similar for nurses. And then, I was like, I could do a low ticket offer. I could have a high ticket offer. And she just really pulled me in, focused me in and said, Liam, what's working? What's not working? Okay, where's most of your income coming from? I told her. She's like, okay, double down on that. I told her my desire to build a nurse-led business building brand business. And she was like, love that idea. It's amazing. It's going to be so successful. You need to build a runway. And I was like, okay. And when you tell me something like you're going to build a runway, I'm like, no, I'm not happy. I want to do it tomorrow. And so I was resistant to that at the time. And I heard her and I was like, no, I'm going to prove you wrong. But anyway, I did do what she told me to do. And I was able to generate my highest income month ever at that point in time, which was generating $27,000 in my business, all through automated systems and processes behind the scenes. I could not have done that without her. And I also would not be where I am today with the Nursepreneur Academy if I had not have taken her advice to double down, focus, and to do what I needed to do to build my email list and to get people in my world and to make that transition a bit more seamless. So that was such a great investment for me and I loved it. There was pros and cons again, but what I will take from that was like the level of support, and I loved seeing how a membership ran successfully inside, because that membership was a seven-figure membership. She had hundreds of clients in there and I was so intrigued as to how it all worked and what that looked like. So I, you know, when I talk to people about Nursepreneur Academy, it's not like I just came up with this idea and went, this is what I think is going to work. It comes from investing in so many different spaces and seeing what's too much and seeing what's too little and creating a universe of Nursepreneur amazingness that is the sweet spot. And of course, that's always evolving as well. At the same time, around about the same time when I was living in Paris, I invested $2,500 in a 12-month email marketing program. This program taught me how to automate my sales alongside the previous membership, but it taught me how to write really high converting emails, and it taught me how to basically remove sales calls from my business, because at the time I was living in Paris and I didn't have the time space to be on sales calls. So I doubled down. I wrote out this whole email funnel. I got lots of feedback back and forth. As always, I'm raising my hand, getting support, getting coaching. And I generated this funnel. And from January, I think it was June 2023. I think it was 2023. It all merges into one. During that 6-month period of taking that course, I was able to completely remove sales calls from my business because I was overseas. And I sold everybody via email. So I literally woke up pretty much every day with a sale notification. Either somebody had bought my CV bundle or they had bought my main program. So imagine waking up and you're just getting your morning coffee and you check your emails and you're like, oh, I made $3,000 last night. Oh, I made, you know, $100 today. Or you're out and about and you're getting a coffee in Paris or you're traveling to Germany. And like, I just kept getting these payment notifications. Now that wasn't just because I'd created a passive income stream, right? It's because I'd systematized my business and I'd leveraged email marketing and created an amazing high-performing funnel that generated me 6 figures that year, right? So between Jan and June of that year, I generated just shy of $100,000, like $96,000 via email, no sales calls. So $2,500 investment, incredible return, okay? Now you can see here, all of these investments are compounding. They're compounding upon what it is that like in helping me become a better business owner and helping me create better systems in my business to be able to create higher levels of income and so on and so forth. So when I'm investing, I'm not just throwing money at somebody that I love because, you know, they've got a great vibe and a great personality. It's like, what can I get out of this that's going to help me moving forward? Now, since then, from that course and that membership, the email course and the membership, I have leveraged email to generate hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's cool. That is super cool. So not have I only 2 to 3x, like that would be like $30,000 from those two courses. That month in the membership, I made $27,000. And from that $2,500 investment, I took what I already had working and I generated $100,000 with no sales calls. So that's the power of investing in yourself and why it will make you more wealthy than sitting in a nursing job. Now, I then invested, doesn't stop there, my friends. I then invested $15,000 in becoming a nervous system-informed coach and trauma-informed coach. And this training literally changed my life because it was created by a speech pathologist who was a coach from my coaching school. And the reason why I invested was I went to a life coaching school conference in Texas and she was a keynote speaker. And her presentation like hit me in my core. it was so inspiring and motivational and also like so deeply cathartic and healing, because I had always struggled with the idea that my thoughts create my reality and that like my thinking leads to my feelings, which dictates my actions and creates my results. She introduced a new lens which spoke about how our traumas and our lived experiences inform and dictate our nervous system state, which then influences our thinking. And like that is so simplified, but that was it at its core. And I thought, oh, I need to understand this, because every nurse that I speak to has the same situation. They have the same issue. They really struggle to latch onto how thoughts create our results. But then what if our trauma creates our thoughts, and then our thoughts are not actually ours and we've borrowed them from other people, and they're, you know, there's a whole cascade of events. So I got really into the nervous system coaching and training, and I did that for 6 months, 6 to 8 months. And that was the thorough weekly training, coaching, lots of self-exploration, lots of trauma work, lots of breath work, healing work. And I think that that course was a catalyst for me to be able to double down in my fitness, in my health. I think that helped me see that I had been overeating, overdrinking, overshopping, overspending, some could argue, as a result of unprocessed trauma. And it really helped me level up just my life in so many aspects. Like, I understood myself better. I had so much more compassion for myself. I saw what I had gone through and the traumas I'd experienced, both big and small. I saw what other people had gone through, and I made more allowances for them, like my relationship with my parents and my partner, my brother. And it just really opened me up in such a beautiful way and allowed me to just kind of like strip it all back from all the drama and just see it for what it is. So that sent me on a bit of a path. And then I started to integrate nervous system coaching into my coaching, and all the nurses were loving it. And they were like, oh my God, I've never felt so much self-acceptance. And I was like, yes, this makes so much sense. And then I presented on this topic. I was invited to talk about it at the Australian College of Nursing. I was invited to talk about it at the Australian College of Infection Prevention Control. So that investment, although those two conferences did not generate me any income, and I'll talk about that on a different day, and that's why you should not be prioritizing that as a means of building and growing your business, a little caveat there, it did create lots of opportunities for me. So again, by investing myself, by equipping myself with the tools, skills, knowledge, experiences, and learning from different teachers and mentors and guides, I was able to integrate that into my business. And that allows me to now build business and help nurses build business in a trauma-informed, nervous system regulating way. Because what I've learned through that process of doing that course is you can't build a business if you're dysregulated. Most nurses are dysregulated just by default by working in healthcare, because it's a dysregulating system. And therefore, by default, we become dysregulated because we are in it. And therefore, when you're trying to build a business from dysregulation, you're going to build a business that's going to collapse in a heap. And you're not going to have the ability to maintain that or the capacity to build it to where you want it to be, because you are dysregulated. So the first step in any process that I teach, in any coach that I coach and I support, is we need to come out of dysregulation into regulation, and then from there, build. Okay? Because we can't build from burnout. It's not possible. You can try, but your business will be a hot mess express. So the payment in return for that was not something I could necessarily, you know, quantify. But what I will say is that so many people have joined my containers because of this lens and what I talk about. And I had one person that said, oh, I joined because you talk about nervous system, and that's really important to me, and I find it really interesting and fascinating. And so, you know, that's hard to equate how I've 2 to 3x that, but I think it speaks to the results that I've created since I've taken that course anyway. I've also invested in smaller self-led courses like social media, content creation systems, self-coaching, a lot of nervous system courses. They probably total around $5,000. Some of them were really good, some of them were really bad. It's also why I don't really dabble in the low ticket space, because a lot of them I haven't even taken yet. I've bought them and I haven't even done anything with them. So that's why I don't teach people to do low ticket, because people buy them and then they don't do them. And it's a reflection on your brand. And then in 2024, between 2023 and 2024, I took a bit of a break. No, that's a lie. Yes, that is true. My timeline. Between 2023 and 2024, I took a bit of a break. I needed a coach hiatus. I had been consuming from everybody, and everybody has the right way to do it. Everybody's got their process, their method, their methodology, and I just needed space. I needed to just keep doing what was working, but I also needed to find a space where I could get the attention that I was looking for, not in an egotistical way, like to build my business, take to the next level. Because I kept looking around and seeing other people were doing, like other people not in the nursing space, but other coaches were smashing it. They'd been in business the same time as me, but they seemed to have some unique skill set or, you know, amazing thing that I was lacking. And so I was like, I need to explore this. And so I'd been following a coach for a long time because we were in similar spaces, and I'd seen their business grow and build beyond what mine had. And I also saw that they had immense skills in launching, content creation, storytelling, brand building, brand equity. And so I just really felt drawn. It felt like the right time to reinvest in a coach. So I spent at that point in time in 2024, as I was like pivoting Nurse Career Academy into Nursepreneur Academy, I spent $12,000 for 6 months worth of coaching. And that investment is one of the best investments that I've made in my business from a strategy perspective. So one thing I will say about this investment, it was very much, we had a lot to do in 6 months. We basically rebuilt my business in 6 months, which again, I clock my privilege for being able to do that because I have the time and the space. And I was able to take lower income months because that's what I had to do. I had to stop taking clients on board in the career space, despite people wanting to work with me. And I had to dramatically reduce that just so that I could cover my bills and pay for my coach and then built from there. But what that did was it gave me permission to like really buckle down, look at what I want, and create a business that works for me, that is scalable. And that's what I'm really excited about. So during that time, I doubled down. I had one-to-one clients in the Nursepreneur space where I was building at the Nursepreneur Academy and working with them at a much cheaper rate than what I would normally be. I'm currently in my one-to-one container as we built at the Nursepreneur Academy program and process. And in doing that, when we talk about 2 to 3x return, I mean, I literally generated that return within like 3 clients, I think, within working with this coach. Because I was commanding a hard price point, she immediately was like, you need to put your prices up, they're far too low, because we were getting great results, right? And so that income was like as good as done. I paid for it and I got the return. And then over the next 6 months working together, you know, we did our first launch. Now, if you haven't listened to the launch episode, you should go back and listen to it, because in working with this coach, and I guess all of the coaches that I've worked with in the past, everybody's contributed to this result. And then also I've done the work. Like the result didn't just happen because I invested in myself. I actually got down and buckled down and did the work, which is where most people trip up, because they're so good at spending money and investing in people, which I've done. And then they don't always get the result. I've always held myself to that result. You must pay for the money, pay for the person, get the result. You extract the value yourself. If you're not somebody that extracts value, don't come into my world. I don't want you in my world. If you just want to like me to build your business for you, it's not the right space. I don't even do that for the one-to-ones, right? They have to build it themselves. But I say that because some people genuinely think that that's how it works, and it scares the shit out of me. The results that I was able to create in that launch, where we generated $100,000 in a launch, right? In a 2 to 3 week launch period, was the culmination of all of the coaches that I've worked with, all of the mentors, all of the podcasts, all of the books, all of the hours spent doubting myself, all of the hours spent comparing myself to other people and crying to my partner and like, why am I doing this? I should maybe just take a job, and insert here all of the drama. I've not got the right niche. I need a better website. Like, you name it, I've done it. I've been there. I've seen it. I've thought it. And it's the culmination of all of these coaches together, and then having the strategy and the focus and the determination and the systems and the structure provided from my latest coach to be able to bring this to fruition. I really benefit from having people ahead of me that hold me to a higher level. And this coach did that. Really helped me elevate my brand, really helped me stop throwing shit at the wall, be more strategic. And I will argue as well, and I'll offer this, like I feel like I've become a little bit too strategic, and I'm just being super honest here, because the online world, like your favorite influencers, your creators, they're all strategic. whether you believe it or not, they are all very strategic in what they do. They might look like they're just off the cuff saying something. They are strategic. And I've always struggled with that because I've always just posted. Like, and that's why my following probably hasn't grown, is because I haven't played the fucking game. I've literally just posted shit for posting shit's sake. And so it's finding this fine line, and I'm really struggled with this coach in particular, not because of her process, but just because it's something I was going through, of like, how do I be strategic but also authentic at the same time? And bear in mind, I've got like years of hiding myself being a nurse and being a gay guy and like not feeling safe to just be myself. And that's just something that I've always dealt with, because for 18 years, 16 years of my life, I had to hide who I was. So it's just like a really interesting space, and I've been navigating that. But what I will say is, in being more focused, and maybe it's about being less strategic, but being more focused, more aligned with what I do and what I don't do, I've said no to a lot more things. I've said no to a lot more people. I've said no to going on podcasts that I know would get me in front of people. I've said no to conference opportunities. I've said no to amazing brand opportunities that would pay me lots of money to be connected to them. I've said no to all of them because, and this is what people don't understand, this is what nursepreneurs don't understand. If you want to make $100,000, you want to make $150,000, $200,000, $250,000, $300,000, as you move forward, you're going to have to say no to more things, and you're going to have to say yes to you more. And that's a skill set. That's not something that we learn, right? As nurses, we're all about overgiving to other people. We have to overgive to ourselves in our business. So this latest coach has been incredible. I've generated more than 2 to 3x of the result of the income that I invested. And therefore, I just re-signed. And I'm going to work with them again for another 6 months. And that was a significant investment. It is more expensive. I spent $18,000 for 6 months of coaching. And in fact, in this investment, there's like less access in the design of the offer, but I don't even care because I'm at a stage of nursepreneurship where I'm not looking at like how many calls I get, I am looking at the calls because I benefit from the calls and I really appreciate the accountability, but I'm not looking at like what course curriculum am I getting or, you know, is there a community? I'm not at that stage anymore. And I've really reflected on that in the last 6 to 12 months. That I benefit from being like having direct access to someone that is achieving what I want to achieve and that is absolutely killing it out there and can guide me and help me navigate the road as I go. And here's the thing that I haven't even spoken about that makes all of this even better, is that it might seem indulgent that I'm like, I've spent so much money on myself, that's why I clocked my privilege. But also, the beauty of all of these investments is the people that join my container, they get the $100,000 worth of investment that I've made in myself in the program for a fraction of the price. And I help save them hours, days, weeks, months, even years of trial and tribulation. I feel like it is literally my mission on this earth to test, try, fail, succeed, to then come back and teach you all what works and what doesn't work. And that is just something that I come back to time and time again. And it's been my lived experience. It's almost my friggin' niche. I feel like it is my niche. And that is what investing in myself has allowed me to do. It's allowed me to collect so much real life data, information, and it's allowed me to condense it into a way that you can consume it, but without all of the risk. And so that's how I created my bedside to business roadmap, so that you don't have to waste hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to work it out. And the whole time that I've been doing this, as I reflect, I think about how much we underestimate how knowledge will make us wealthy. So if we think about the total investment that I've made in myself, it's well over $100,000 into myself and my business. That's not even accounting for like my personal trainer, my therapist, all of the things, okay? And when I said that investment made me wealthier than nursing ever did, I mean it literally, i.e. the money, and also energetically, and like my happiness and my nervous system. Because nursing capped my income at, you know, 130, 135, but I was killing myself. I was killing myself. And I was having to do overtime, take 2-3 jobs. Now I have one channel, one space, one offer, and I get to scale and grow that. It's allowed me to generate over $700,000 online. And that number keeps growing because I keep making strategic investments in myself. And then I hold myself to the result of getting everything that I can out of that investment. That is always your responsibility when you invest. Okay. Almost like stocks and things, like, they mislead us because you just put your money in and the market does the work for you. But nowhere else does that happen. It doesn't happen, right? It's the same as true in your career. And so I've spent over $100,000 to learn, implement, fail, refine, and master business mindset, nervous system regulation, sales, marketing, coaching, leadership. So my nursepreneur students don't have to spend that much to figure it all out alone. So I want to invite you to think about how investing in yourself, whether you're in your career right now and it's not the time for you to build your business, but if it is, how you can build a relationship ahead of time with investing in yourself. And instead of seeing it as a cost, one, it's tax deductible, but instead of seeing it as a cost, it is an investment in your brain. And when we equip our brain with new tools, skills, knowledge, and experience, no one can take that away from you. It is literally there. You have it for life. Unless you get some kind of cognitive impairment, you can rinse and repeat those skills. You can refine them. You can make them even better. And you can leverage those skills to generate you income as you build and grow your nurse-led business. So I will say this, your wealth as a nurse is directly correlated to how willing you are to invest in your brain to be able to get the results that you want to get in your life. Staying safe in a safe and secure, stable job is the riskiest financial choice that you can make. And that you don't need to spend the money that I've spent to be able to create the result that you want to create. You need to learn and work with someone that's already invested that money so that you don't have to. I would love to hear from you. What are your takeaways from this episode? I shared the real raw truth of all of the money I've spent. Don't worry, I'm not broke. I'm not on the Povo line. But seriously, I want you to think about what this would look like for you and how it can reframe your thinking about investing in you and in your future business to be able to create the same results, if not better. A pay rise bedside nursing could never provide. Freedom from hospital politics and the flexibility to work on your own terms without the shift work. You, my friend, are one step closer to creating your bedside escape plan. I want to hear your insights, takeaways, and questions. Connect with me over on Instagram at Nursepreneur Academy or email me at hello@liamcaswell.com. If you're the type of nurse that's ready to explore your options for building a nurse-led business, leave us a review, screenshot it, and send it to my email or my Instagram, and I'll send you my bedside to business roadmap, my step-by-step process to building a six-figure nurse-led business as a thank you. Until next week, keep dreaming big, taking bold action, and betting on yourself, because this is the year you make nursing optional.